Welcome to No Stage Lights, a podcast where we go behind the smoke and mirrors of everything from marriage to entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Janelle Carter.
And I'm Terry Carter.
And welcome to No Stage Lights, everybody.
How are you doing this morning?
You know, I had to close my eyes and to get that one out today.
Yeah, you normally knock that out of the park.
I'm not sure what's happening.
It's all right. You know, we'll get our moments.
We do. And, you know, it's been... I've noticed something in the last few days and maybe the last few weeks. I feel like people are really tired. I don't know if like we're nearing the end of like, we are nearing the end of a season and kind of getting into spring. And it's like, I don't know what the weather is like where you are, but here in the Midwest, it's still chilly. Like I feel like people are just tired.
Just over it. Yeah. I mean, we're starting to get a little sunshine here and there, but it's just like a tease. We have a good couple days and then all of a sudden, bam, we get reminded that we basically live in the armpit.
Well, I mean, that's a little dramatic, but
I think we do.
Well, that leads nicely into this because today's episode is all about questions that make you think about your life.
That sounds deep.
I think it's going to be.
Okay.
We're going to kind of see, and we're going to share these because I'd like to be surprised with a question once in a while, if that's okay.
Okay.
Like I'll read one, you know, you can read one.
That's usually how it works. If we're going to share, I mean, yeah. Yep. Gotcha.
Oh my gosh.
I am on board.
Okay. All right. Question number one, how long is your now?
I'm sorry, what?
How long is your now? I don't understand.
I'm not with you at all. I have no idea what that means.
I think, like, how long is your current?
Again.
Is it like a day?
It's right now.
Right, but how long does it last?
Only for now. I mean,
No, it's a deep question. It's a deep question.
A deep question.
Okay.
It's a dingbat question.
Please don't get upset. You're mad.
I mean, seriously?
Honey, it's supposed to make you think.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happened.
Oh my God. Okay.
Try a new one.
Okay. What was the moment where you felt the most motivated?
When the house was on fire. I'm kidding.
That happened. Not our house.
But yeah.
His house. Yes.
Motivated. When I knew I had to earn a living. I really don't know how to.
Okay.
How to put all that right. in perspective. Okay. I mean.
So.
It's like. The new hot dog stand opening up down at the end of the block. I mean,
let me help you out here.
Okay.
I think the moment that I felt the most motivated was when I realized that, I'd sold my business and it was 100% up to me whether or not the new business was going to launch.
Okay.
So I felt the most motivated then.
Well,
okay.
I guess I could say the same thing. I mean, after I had my foot surgery and I had left the chiropractor and I basically was jobless, that's when we opened up Ultimate.
Yeah, you were working for a chiropractor. Mm-hmm. You were driving a long, long way into the suburbs of Chicago. And
3 hours a day.
Yeah, and... I remember sitting at the island with you in our house and looking at each other and saying, like, what are we going to do? And I said, I think this is what we need to do. And,
yeah.
You know.
And it worked.
Okay. If you won the lottery, what would your today look like in 5 years?
Try to be as healthy version of myself as I possibly can be. Help out as many people as I could.
I was going to say, I feel like I would be just as busy.
Yeah, you couldn't stop because, I mean, it might be great for about a month, but after a while, you're going to really go crazy by not being productive or creative. Well, we're creative anyway. We have to be, we have to do something.
And I think because my why behind like Glow and my coaching and all the business and the writing of the books, and my why does not include finances. That's not why I'm doing it.
Right.
So the finances,
it's a nice perk.
Heck yeah. The finances would, I feel like, enable me or allow me to,
right,
to take it to the next, to the next level.
Right. Because they are needed and important.
Which leads me into the next question. What are you holding on to? Oh, this is deep. What are you holding on to that's holding you back?
Jeez. For me, maybe regret, I guess, you know?
Holding on to that's holding me back.
I'm giving regret too much of my time and not enough of future.
That's good. That's a good answer. So how do you get past that so that it doesn't hold you back anymore?
Therapy.
I mean, that's, we're huge therapy advocates here in the Carter household. Yes, we are. I think I'm holding on to an old version of myself that doesn't believe in herself. And that holds me back sometimes.
Yeah, you don't see yourself. You kind of get yourself stuck in a certain place. Mm-hmm. You don't see yourself moving forward.
And when I start to feel like the woman that I've always wanted to be, sometimes the girl that I didn't want to be pops her head in and says, like, hey, I'm back. And that she takes a while to kick out.
I got an odd thing. I don't think I've ever shared this with you. Oh. Anytime I ever had to work for something, accomplish something, whether it be a really difficult test when I was in nursing or anything like that, anything that I knew was going to be hard that I had to do in my life, I would always picture somebody telling me, you know, smiling and saying, you're never going to do it. You're never going to get it. You're never going to make it.
Who was that person? You're like,
it could be anybody.
You're like devil's advocate. Yeah, like
it could be anybody.
No, it's yourself.
Most of the time it was a woman, a woman figure.
Oh.
And they never really had a face.
So a female presence.
Yeah. It would always, you know, I would think, you know, I got a big anatomy test coming up whether you're buying a car or whatever, you're never going to do it. You're never going to get it. You're fooling yourself.
Like your past relationships at any point, not just your like marriage, but your past relationships, was there anyone in your past that would actually say those things to you?
I honestly don't remember. As far as that directly, I don't think so. I mean, not that unless I blocked it, but I think it's more of my own insecurity.
It is you. And I know what you mean because I do the same thing. Maybe not exactly like that, but I wait for somebody to make fun of me.
Oh, yeah.
I wait.
Well, that's why we crack the joke about ourselves before someone gets the chance to. Right. Because that lets that we're aware of it and that, you know, ha ha ha.
Or I'll think like they're smiling and I think they're being nice, but they're actually being mean. And that's because something in my past has happened in that effect. But that's really interesting. Yeah, that girl though, for me, is she holds me back sometimes. She's such a pain in the butt.
Yep.
She
needs a new address.
She does. Yeah, she sure does. Do you hate or love better?
Oh, I love better.
I do too. Yeah, I love better.
At least I like to think so.
We try not to hate here.
No, it's too strong of a word. I mean, I can dislike somebody or I can dislike something. Not necessarily have to be somebody, but It's just like we said, hate, it takes up too much energy and doesn't let you focus on, you know,
right,
what's important.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you, I don't know that love and hate can live in the same space, you know?
No. Uh-oh. You got that look in your eye.
If you restarted your life from scratch, would you end up in the same place? Now, this is a hard one because choices mean that chances are we wouldn't be sitting here together. But if you didn't know any different, would you be willing to give up what we have built to create a different past?
The only, knowing what I know right now at this moment where I'm at in my life, the only way I think I could be happier, and I don't even know if that would qualify, is to have no worries as far as finances or anything like that. So, I mean, that's too risky of a decision to make. To redo my life, the only thing I can think of that I would want to gain out of the change would be, you know, being, being further in music than I've become, you know, that would be the only thing I think I would, you know, would definitely love to change. I wish I had made better musical choices in my life. Other than that,
right?
I mean, as far it's all career oriented for me. I have other, you know, regrets along the way, but I think just no matter what you do in life, you're going to have those. That's why you learn. That's how you learn, by learning from your mistakes, and which in turn has brought me to where I'm at right now with you.
It's a tough question.
It's a very tough question.
If a genie popped out of a bottle and said, you both have the opportunity to restart your life and make better decisions and create really the life that you've always wanted, knowing what you know now. But you have to like hold hands, look at each other, tell each other you love each other and say goodbye. I think I would do it for you. Because when you love somebody enough that you want them to have a better experience.
But nothing to see, that's just it. You got to guarantee me it's going to be better. Because if not, if you can't guarantee me, I'll take my bumps and bruises along this life I've had. And and as long as I end up right here, I'm good with it. But unless you can guarantee me, I would be one of the Beatles, you know, or, you know, like I said, my only purpose for doing any of it would be strictly musical, career oriented.
Right.
Other than that, I'm never going to love anybody more than I love you. So I don't feel, and I don't feel that I could, you know, is it possible? Yeah, I'm sure it is. You know, never say never, but, I'm perfectly happy with what we have. So, I mean, it would be a huge risk in my
mind. It would be a huge risk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, there's a lot of factors.
Unless you can guarantee me. And here's the other thing. I would want both. I would want you or somebody like you to fulfill that part of my heart, because music has half of it, but I'm still going to need this other half.
Right. Right.
Because,
well, and you and I, you and I both interweave in both of those.
Yeah.
Music is just as important to me.
Right.
It's just as important to you.
Yep.
It's like, we're almost musicians first.
Mm-hmm.
Partners second,
given where we're at in our day.
It depends. Yeah,
if we're working, we're musicians first.
Right. Yeah we have an interesting dynamic. What is something you do differently than anyone else you know, and why?
The way I itch my nose.
I was waiting for something like really deep.
Yeah. No, no, that's nope.
Something you do differently than anyone else you know, and why? I don't know. I don't know. Do you know something I do differently?
No. I think that would be more of a personal thing that you would just, you know.
I did just learn how to do a list trick with a lemon. And I don't know if anybody else is doing it.
You saw it on TikTok.
Other people are doing it. Yeah. Shoot. What is something that I do differently than anyone else you know? And why? I mean, obviously, like, I sing different than everyone else. Like, that's just a trait, right? You do itch your nose different than anyone I've ever known.
My friend Kerry, when we were kids, he used to always, you know, comment on that. He just thought it was hilarious.
I mean, you got it down.
Yeah, I do. Well, there's a lot to itch, so.
Oh, stop it. Okay, what previous dream do you see the most meaning in? Do you have a dream that you see? I know what it is. I know what dream it is.
Always being late in a.
Oh, no, that's not where I was going.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, keep saying
no,
that.
No, just I was always being late for a band job. I'm either naked or I don't have my equipment or I'm like. I know they're set up, but they're like in another part that I can't get to. It's weird. It's
yeah, you have like a reoccurring dream.
Or the water. I'm surrounded by water and I've got a very narrow road that I'm trying to get down and the water's getting closer.
But what do you see the meaning? I mean, you see a lot of meaning in that? I mean, maybe turn around.
Yeah. You don't take that way. I'm sure there is some kind of.
Or your dream about your dad. A lot of meaning in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a dream recently about our friend Jason who passed away. And he was in the backseat of my car. And I can't remember exactly how this went down. We might have talked about this already. But I like turned around and I said something like, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm always going to be back here. I'm always right behind you. That's what he said.
Yeah.
I'm always right behind you. And that's I was really like, cool. Wow. Like I woke up and that, yeah, a lot of meaning to that. Let's see. Oh, I love this question because I have an opinion about it. What if there were no experts, but everyone knew a little bit about everything?
I don't know. If I'm going under the knife, I'd rather have the expert than somebody who's kind of like, pass me that hammer and duct tape. And
so my opinion on it is that we're all just kind of BSing our way through and getting by. But
to an extent, I mean, you know, I mean, I think there are the people that are, you know, the famous saying, jack of all trades, but master of none.
Yeah.
But that's why we have professionals who focus on a certain area and become a professional at that area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, you know there I mean? Are experts at like, you know, like our friend that Samir, who's Samir, a neurosurgeon, yeah, like, yeah. Yeah, you have to
I'd
know
rather have him operate on my brain than you.
Why?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you did see the trick with the lemon this morning, which
right.
is,
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the trick with the lemon is? Everybody probably is curious. If you take a metal like skewer or straw, I suppose you could use a wood like skewer like that you would.
Or a paring knife.
No. You don't want to.
Don't you cut the small hole in the end of it, don't
you? You're supposed to just use like something long that you can put in the end. Like you're going to basically put it on like your, like a kebab.
Okay.
But not all the way through, just into the center and pull it out. Oh, wait. Before you do that step.
This is why we have professionals.
Before you do that step, you can roll your lemon like on the counter a little bit.
Like you're kneading like dough.
Yeah, like loosen up the juices, or you can stick it in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't want my lemon in the microwave.
Okay, well then just roll. Anyway, then you put the skewer and take it out, and then you can squeeze it like you can milk it almost, and it literally like imagine milking a cow.
You just ruined the whole lemon
only
thing.
Lemon juice comes out with no seeds. I'm not kidding. Look it up.
I watched you do it today. It worked really well.
Mm-hmm. What shape is the sky?
What?
What shape is the sky?
It doesn't have a shape.
It's. I feel like it's curved.
No.
It's conv.
It's infinite. It's not. It goes on. There is no shape.
Oh my God. Okay. But like, okay, is the world round?
Of course.
Okay. And then, so isn't the sky curved?
No.
What do you mean?
The sky does not curve. The sky is the atmosphere, which has no shape. It's just space. It's just
infinite. You're hurting my head.
The roundness comes from the earth, and we rotate, so we see the sky all the time.
So what's the edge? Like, what determines the edge? But there has to be an edge.
When you're leaving the atmosphere.
So the atmosphere, you don't feel like is curved?
I'm going to guess not. I don't think we're in this giant bubble.
We are in a circle.
The earth is the circle.
Right. And we're on the earth with a curve.
No.
Yeah, I think so. Like.
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Okay, Grapehead, I think it's time to go. I think it's curved. I think it's a curve.
You go right ahead there, Columbus.
No, that's just... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, what do you think? I want to know all the answers to all of those questions. We really would like to hear from you.
Yeah, and if you're driving to work right now, do not be looking up at the sky.
Yes.
Because trust me, you're not going to see any kind of curve.
Well... I think it's okay. All right. Oh, we're going to talk about this later.
Killing me.
Okay. Everybody have a wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in to No Stage Lights.
And who are you?
I'm Janelle Carter. Yep, I'm just baffled right now.
Yep. You should be. Have a good day.
Take care, everybody.